When a volcano erupts, the first impulse is probably turn around and run. But for today's GeoQuiz, we're going in for a closer look. A volcano began putting on a show a little more than a week ago in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Virunga National Park has a front row seat for the eruptions, so guides there are leading overnight expeditions. They pitch tents near the south slope for tourists to watch lava shooting up 600 feet into the air.
It gets quite chilly up here because we're quite high up in the mountains, but the campsite itself is actually warm because of the heat of the lava that radiates all the way almost a mile to where the camp is. So yeah, you can definitely feel the lava.
So where can you feel the lava? Try to come up with the name of this volcano in Central Africa if you can. It's part of the Virunga Mountains that sprawl across the borders of Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. We'll be back with the answer later in the program. Time to get some help now answering our GeoQuiz about a volcano in Central Africa. But rather than asking a volcanologist for a technical analysis, we called up Kai Chink Willink. He works at Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The name of the volcano is the Nyamulagira.
Nyamulagira volcano. Did you camp out last night for a close-up?
Yeah, well, we went out for a reconnaissance mission to check out if we can if we could take tourists there. So it's a couple of days ago, and it had already been spurting lava for about 3 days. It's an absolutely amazing sight.
Right, we've gotten a bit of a taste for it from videos, but maybe you can describe it for our listeners.
Well, you approach through the forest, so you can't actually see it when you approach. You just hear it, like the thunder, sort of like a rolling thunder or a very loud sea. Mm. So when you approach, you just see the smoke starts rising, and then you break out of the forest and you walk sort of into where the lava flow starts. And then you see the enormous, enormous fountain of actual lava just spurting out of a little starting new volcano. And it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Were you able to feel the heat or kind of smell the lava?
Oh, yeah. No, the campsite itself, because it gets quite chilly up here because we're quite high up in the mountains. But the campsite itself is actually warm because of the heat of the lava that radiates all the way almost a mile to where the camp is. So, yeah, you can definitely feel the lava.
And when you say enormous fountain, I mean, how wide is this kind of geyser of lava?
It's not. It doesn't come out of a circular crater. It comes out of a crack in the earth. And the lava from the most intense fountain, it comes up, let's say, 200 meters up into the air.
That's amazing. How often is it erupting?
The volcanologist told us about 40 times in the last century. So about every 2.5 years you get an eruption. But the intensity of the eruptions, they vary a lot. So the last eruption only lasted a couple of days. This one's been going on for a bit more than a week now. We're hopeful that it will last at least a month or two so that we can take a lot of people to come and see it.
So if you're taking people to go and see it, I imagine it doesn't pose too much of a danger.
I would compare it to if you're climbing mountains or if you're doing canyoning or ocean sailing or anything like that. We used our volcanology experts to tell us what the limits of the approach are, what the safe distance of the campsite could be in order to establish the safety measures that we've taken. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a safe trip to do. But, yeah, there can never be guarantees when you're talking about volcanoes, of course.
So what is the risk to the residents of Goma from Nyamulagira?
Zero. For the lava from the Nyamulagira to get to Goma, it would have to go up a mountain and down the other side, which the laws of gravity prohibit, fortunately, for Goma.
And what about any danger to the endangered gorillas, which are native to the jungles there in Virunga?
Pretty much nil, because even though the gorillas live in the Virunga Mountains, they live on the more dormant volcanoes. There's 8 volcanoes in the Virunga Range. And the Nyiragongo and the Nyamulagira, the two active, the really active volcanoes, are uninhabited by the mountain gorillas. So there's no risk to the mountain gorillas, fortunately. But it is a very, very interesting thing to live in a place where if you wake up in the morning, you can hear the volcano rumbling and you see the massive cloud that comes off. If I look out of my office right now, the entire sky is red. from the lava that is coming out of that crater.
Kai Cenk-Willink, coordinator of the nighttime expeditions, for a close-up view of Mount Nyamulagira. Thank you very much.
Bye.